The next patient is Kenneth Gardner. The last name is G A R D, like in Delta, N E R. And the first name is Kenneth, K E N N E T H. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that has a history of coronary artery disease. The patient went to Manatee Memorial Hospital for a cardiac catheterization. They found, according to the information given by the wife and the patient, a lesion in the left main that was stented, and he was placed on aspirin 81 milligram along with the Plavix afterwards. During the cardiac catheterization, the need for aortic valve replacement was established, and they are working towards that, period. The patient developed shortness of breath 2 days post the above mentioned intervention that prompted him to go to the hospital in Advent Health Sebring, where he was found with fluid overload. He weighed 214 pounds. Fluid was removed, and the weight at the time of the discharge was 217 pounds. He is feeling much better. Our recommendation is to follow a fluid restriction of 40 ounces of fluid in 24 hours and to wait on daily basis. And if the body weight is above 217 pounds, take 40 milligrams of Lasix without any hesitancy, period. The patient has shown some diastolic hypertension that is going to be addressed by Dr. Syracuse, Syracuse, who is going to rearrange the medications. Once the medication is rearranged, they are going to notify us in order for us to reconcile according to the orders given by the cardiologist. Regarding the kidney function, it remains stable. The serum creatinine 1.47, the BUN 20, and the estimated GFR between 48 and 50 mLs per minute. I don't have the protein creatinine ratio or microalbumin creatinine ratio in the urine. Number two, the patient has a cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, AICD implantation, and the above mentioned recent PCI to the left main. And he has some aortic stenosis. Following number, BPH, that has been treated with the administration of tamsulosin. Following number, the patient has degenerative joint disease. The patient had a total knee replacement. And recently a fractured hip that was also repaired by Dr. Chaudhry, C-H-A-U-D-R-I. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperglycemia that has been improving gradually. Period. At this point, I'm going to maintaining communication with Mr. Gardner. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup. And reevaluation will be done with a spot urine for protein and creatinine, as well as albumin creatinine ratio. This is a telehealth. Encounter due to the fact that the patient has been exposed through the wife to COVID-19. Paragraph. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the telehealth, 15 minutes, and in the documentation, we spend 7 minutes.